This is Sitka Spotlights, a series that features local residents sharing their art, work, and traditions with KCAW listeners.
My grandma used to say, oh, I love to talk with them because they speak the old language. It's old Tlingit, and it's different. We're still able to communicate with each other. We're still able to speak the language of this land, but we're fighting for it.
Heather Powell is the director of the Language and Education Department with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. She's a mother of three, a Tlingit second language learner, and she says proudly,
the granddaughter of Jesse Johnny, who was one of the very first Tlingit language teachers in the Sitka School District. Speaking in our language is just like telling a story in the most amazing picture that you could see painted. It's being able to see that it's not just the ball is red, but that the ball is just as red as the sun when it used to set. I love you. I love you, grandfather, because you're like the outer shell that protects me.
Like most elders, Heather's grandmother was forbidden from speaking Tlingit when she went to boarding school. But Johnny had big goals for language revitalization in Sitka, which she left to Heather when she passed away 3 years ago. She dreamed of bilingual signage everywhere in town and of people speaking Tlingit where it had once been forbidden.
She wanted to be a part of everybody and not just certain folks. She wanted to be a part of the community because it's the language of this land, and that's happening.
That's two advanced language learners describing a poster of an Alaskan scene. They're at the immersion that Heather helped organize this summer, in which elders, learners, and their families live and speak together for a full week. With 131 fluent speakers and less than 100 accounted second language learners, Heather considers her responsibility for facilitating this seriously. She says that learning from elders requires the same respect as harvesting any resource here.
Respect. It's the one thing that is within everything that we do. It's a part of harvesting not only tea or berries or tzacht or kinsheyi, sikshaltin. You're also harvesting those pieces of respect and knowledge that have been left in your care.
Heather's bliss seems to be when she gets the chance to soak up this knowledge full time as a student, a parent, a teacher. She tells the story of having to do errands in town after 5 full days of immersion.
I couldn't find my shoes on Thursday. I had to go to the store, and I realized I'd been wearing my moccasins since Saturday. And it was like that realization, like, I have to go outside. We have to leave. I mean, it was just momentarily, but it was just a realization of this whole other world that we walk in. Whether or not we choose to, it's around us. Our children are engrossed in the schooling. We have to find means for finances and ways to live.
For Heather, immersion is the best and maybe the only way to realize her grandmother's dreams of language revitalization.
I think it needs to be a week of immersion a month, or a month of immersion every other month. I mean, we really need to sing and sit and cook and eat and play, tell stories, and give life to this language and everything that we do and everywhere that we go. Because once it's gone, it's gone. There is no gaining it back. And I think that we're gaining some momentum in that, but it's going to take this other world that we walk in to recognize the value of it.
That was Heather Powell on Sitka Spotlights, a series that features local residents sharing their art, work, and traditions. To listen to longer interviews, visit Sitka Spotlights at kcaw.org. Thanks to the Island Institute and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp for making this series possible through the Sitka Fellows Program.